What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Eddie Picasso, and you are listening to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Now, what you are about to hear is going to blow you away. And if it connects with you at your heart and soul, you are not alone. At this very moment, I am over $250,000 in debt. I've got no job, and I'm barely hanging by a thread. To top it off, I'm only 30 days away from going lights completely out. So, this show is a must follow to follow my next moves as I crawl out of this hole. The question that everyone asks is this: how do real bloggers like us, who didn't cheat or really make money by scamming other people, who have been hustling nonstop, how do we grow our audience and create extra income in a way that lets us get our positive message out to the world and still have a balanced life? That is the elephant in the room, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Eddie Pistachio. Picasso. Hey, I'm Picasso, and welcome to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Hey, what's going on, everyone? So, thanks for tuning in. This is the Side Hustle Hack Show, episode number 4. So the side hustle opportunities that have failed you. I'm knee deep into the Affiliate Outrage program by Steven Larson, and I'm super grateful that I have found him and ClickFunnels. I've told my story about ClickFunnels, about how I found ClickFunnels in February. I was at the Grant Cardone event, a 10X Growth Con, and I see a 13-year-old looking man who everybody seemed to be happy that he was going to be presenting. And I didn't know who he was. I wasn't really interested in it, but in him or what he had to say. And then when he finished his presentation, I see about half of the room, half of an arena of 9,000 people get up and go buy his product. And shortly after that, 90 minutes later, Grant Cardone comes on stage, says that Russell Brunson has made $3 million in 90 minutes. It completely blew me away, and I've been following Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels ever since. I was fortunate enough to have been working at the time, so a couple months after that, and I ended up purchasing his package. The same presentation he gave there at the 10X Growth Con, got that package, and then jumped over to his ClickStart program to be able to learn, or for them to coach me on how to build these funnels. Completely bombed it because they were doing the best that they could. It wasn't for me. They were trying to make me, or they got me to build my own products, start everything from scratch. And not only did it take a lot of time, I was building a product and I was falling in love with the product, and I was building something that only I was in love with and not my audience. I wasn't really building it based on what the market was asking for. So I've changed that strategy. I ran into Steven Larson's. Actually, that's one of the good things about my ClickStart coach, that one of them did refer me to Steven Larson's material, which is super amazing. I've been following him since the summer, and he's got a whole different strategy. He was Russell Brunson's right-hand man for about 2 years, and I think close to 2 years, and I've been listening to some more of his stuff, and I just heard him say, which is something I'm going to be asking him on Tuesday. I've got my interview with him. He said that when he left ClickFunnels, what he and Russell Brunson would do at ClickFunnels, that position is no longer there. That was his position, and it got replaced by an entire agency that they're, I don't know if they're bringing in, they're outsourcing it or what the deal is, but when there's changes like that in an organization, that means there's something big coming. There's some restructuring going on. There's something big coming. So I can't wait to see what it is, and I can't wait to ask him about it. I just heard it on one of his videos on the Affiliate Outrage program. So I thought this is one of the things that I have to ask him when I interview him. So one of the videos that I'm going through on that Affiliate Outrage program, it talks about using influencer contests. So everything else that I've been through, I'm already putting into place, putting out content that's curating content that's already out there from blogs, podcasts, and YouTube videos. And I'm repurposing them and repackaging them into an actual funnel, a landing page that I'm using through ClickFunnels. And I've been doing some marketing, putting myself out there. Listened to a good video today from Arnie Giske, which is a big, the face behind GroupFunnels. He's super amazing too. He's got a great product. He manages a group of about 75,000 entrepreneurs, so it's super amazing. And he has a strategy on how to put these these ads on Facebook out, and it does take some money, which I don't have, so I've got to be really careful with it and just tinker with it a little bit, see if it works. If it doesn't, scratch the idea. But I did put it into place, and the whole strategy is putting it's a sequence of three different types of ads. The first ad is going to be an ad that has an image or something that gives you authority. Like if you've been a guest or featured in a podcast, in a blog or something like that, use that to build your authority. Not trying to sell anything, just building that authority, telling people who you are and all that good stuff. Then the second ad will come after that, and that's going to be a value-added ad, which is you're just going to be providing value for free. You're not going to be asking for anything in return. And then once you hit the third sequence or the third step in the sequence, it's going to be to that call to action, to actually request whatever you're selling, whether it's an opt-in page or whatever that deal is. So I've done that already. I've put that into effect. I just recorded the value add video a minute ago. I put an authority. I was featured in that Five Square podcast last week. So I used that. I leveraged that to put it into my Facebook ads, and I'm promoting that right now so I can try to start building that authority. And then what I'm thinking is I'm going to build that sequence, and I'm going to keep repeating it throughout the month, one after the other. One day the authority, one day the value, one day the call to action, and keep repeating it throughout the month and see how that works out. I'm super amazed. I'm super excited about it. Everything's going fairly well. I learned about chatbots. I've learned about creating these influencer contests. So let me go back to that. I think I was going to start on it, and I went a totally different direction. So those influencer contests, you pretty much, and what's super cool about it is that there's something similar that Trey Llewellyn talked about in the 30-Day Summit. If you haven't gotten Russell Brunson's new product, the 30-Day Summit, the book that's going to be coming out, the summit already ended yesterday. So if you didn't attend the live summit, you pretty much missed it. So you can still buy the book. It's going to be coming out. If you do need a link for that, let me know. It is an affiliate link. I will forward it to you. You can order that book through there, but it'll give you access to all the videos. I think it's about $100, and it'll give you access to all the 30-day plans from the 30 heavy hitters from ClickFunnels that made two comma club or eight figure club. So it's definitely worth getting. So Steven talked on influencer contest today on the material that I went over. And pretty much what it is you go up to an influencer. It doesn't have to be a million follower influencer. It doesn't have to be an A-lister. Just somebody who's just slightly above you, who's got a list already. And you go up to them, you purchase their product, and talk to them you want to make a contest based on their product, that you're going to buy their product and you're going to use that product to raffle it off or do an auction or give it away, pretty much do a giveaway. And it's going to be a contest. So you pretty much are going to be able to, or use the influencers list to promote that actual contest, and that way you can start building your list, which is it's great. And what's great about Steven's strategy is that he really has a way of putting an offer together. He doesn't just go and promote an affiliate product or a product by anybody, really. It's either his product or somebody else's product. He always builds a whole offer, a whole campaign behind it. So if you're going to offer a product, his theory behind it is, if you're going to offer a product, that product is going to open up a whole new set of troubles or a whole new set of dilemmas to the customer or the client. So you've got to build an actual offer that once that client or your audience gets the initial offer, the initial product, they're inevitably going to have a knee-jerk reaction to that product. They're going to come up with all kinds of excuses. Grant Cardone calls them reactionary defense responses, RDRs, and it's basically the same thing. So that you go and you offer somebody something, and they automatically have a knee-jerk reaction to it. They don't want to be sold. Nobody likes to be sold. But so what you do is you play to that, and you offer a bundle. You start the first thing that that's gonna come up, or the first dilemma, or the first reason behind them not, the first objection, I could say, is or excuse is gonna be something internal, that they're either not qualified to make it work, that they're not gonna that they don't have the expertise or anything like that. So the second part of the offer. You're going to offer something that's going to answer that that dilemma for them. And then there's going to be an external driver, an external consequence or objection, which is going to have to be with something like time or money or some other reason beyond their control. So you will pretty much make it easy for them and just offer something else additional to your original offer. Your original two offers, something that's going to resolve that third objection. And so that's what Steven is a master at, of being able to package these offers, these bundles, in a way that it pretty much resolves all the customer's issues. So it's super amazing. I'm so glad I found him, because I seem to be getting a whole better response from this type of this strategy. Now, Trey Llewellyn, I want to talk about Trey Llewellyn, because Trey Llewellyn mentioned something similar to it in the 30-Day Summit, but he's more e-commerce. So what he does is he goes out to three or four, he goes and buys out a bunch of magazines, goes to Barnes & Noble, bookstore, whatever, buys a bunch of magazines related to a niche that he wants to be involved in, and he reaches out to all these big companies that are advertising in these magazines, and he pretty much does the same thing, a contest. He reaches out to them, tells them that he wants to push a contest based on their product, whatever product it is, whatever niche it is. It could be a vehicle, it could be automotive, anything that's e-commerce, shirts, gear, whatever it is. And pretty much just tells them, look, I want to do a contest with you. Their first response is going to be, well, why should I do that? And he mentions two reasons, because the offer is going to be based or the promotion is going to be based on their product. So there's going to bring awareness to them, and it's going to be revolved around them pretty much. It's going to give them that social proof. And it's going to build their list, because not only are you going to have them, you're also going to bring in three or four more people, or three or four more advertisers. And you're going to combine these lists to for the contest, and you're pretty much just going to share the list between everybody who participates. So once you get that first person, it's going to be a $300 to $400 product that you're going to be giving away. And once you have that secured, you go to three or four more, and you tell them the same thing. Well, not exactly the same thing. Actually, you tell them that, hey, this advertiser is making this giveaway. Do you want to be involved? Their response is going to be, well, how much is it? Then you're going to tell them, well, it's completely free. All you got to do is shoot a couple of emails. And so they're going to ask you, why would they do that? And you're going to tell them that it's because it's not only them who are participating. You're also going to be bringing the other people, the other advertisers. So all the leads that you generate through that contest is going to be shared between all of them. So you might be able to bring them a CSV file of about 50,000 leads, new leads. So that's where they benefit. That's where you, everybody benefits, and especially you, because if you're coming with no list, then you're automatically going to grow your list to 50, 60, 70,000. So that being said, that's why I'm super excited. That's why I keep running out of breath. My idea was to mix these two strategies, Stevens and Trey Llewellyn's. So I'm 90% sure that I'm going to be able to get Steven on board, because he's been talking on the videos that he's super glad to be able to help someone out, not only with interviews, which that interview is going to be amazing, because that's going to be give me content, which I'm going to be able to repurpose to build my authority. And I'm going to be able to blast it all over social media. I'm going to leverage it to the max. And then I'm also going to talk to him about that contest. So his strategy is you buy the product from him and you give it away. So it's a you scratch my back, I scratch your back type of deal. So I don't mind spending that money or investing in his product, which I already wanted to do. I'm already going to get a free ticket to the OfferMind just because I bought into a 30-day summit through his affiliate link. So that's going to be in November. So I'm going to leverage that. Actually, I'm going to get his most expensive product, and then I'm going to use that OfferMind ticket to be able to package that together, as I was talking about, the way he likes to offer a package or bundle these offers. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to use those two products, and I'm probably going to bring in a couple of other things to bundle it all together and make it a super exciting offer so I can get as many people as I can rolled in or enrolled. And but the great thing about it is, or the where I'm going to try to get an edge, is that I'm going to, once I have him secure and I'm 100% that he's in, I'm going to turn around and go and get three or four more influencers and do the Trey Llewellyn strategy, with tell them, look, this influencer, he's got a so many, such a big list, and he's doing a giveaway. Do you want in? And blah, 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 blah. So that's the plan, and I'm super excited about it. So I've got my interview with him next Tuesday. And actually, I reached out to Arne Giske, the group funnels guy that I was talking about earlier, and I'm hoping that he's going to be one of the other ones. So we'll see. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. I'm super excited. I'm positive. I'm optimistic that things are going to turn around. About a little less than 20 days, I think, to get pull all this through. The podcast still in full effect. I almost missed it today just because I had so many things going on, but I decided, like, you know what, I need to do this. There's no excuses, no days off. Balls to the wall, let's get it done. So we've got a limited time, and we're gonna make it happen. So thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave your feedback. Do you want to collaborate and mastermind with other side hustlers just like you and toss ideas around? If so, join the Totally Secret Side Hustle Hackers Facebook group.